Thursday night, or Liyud Dalad Mar Cheshvan, and we're learning Minchas Chinuch, and we're in the middle, towards the end of Shtickle of Mitzvah Tes Vav, and we're at the end of Yud Zayin, of Os Yud Zayin, and really, the Minchas Chinuch is harking back to the basic machlokas here in Tzachim, where Tanoim really argue the exact opposite. They have the exact opposite shitas. What's the issue? The issue is really, we should be familiar by now with the Pesukim. One pasuk says, "Bavayis echod yeochel." Okay, should be eaten in one house. Then it says, I wrote down the Pesukim here. Bavayis echod yeochel. Okay, yes. But then there's another pasuk that says, "Ala botim asher yochlu osol bohem." It's actually technically a reference to Mitzrayim because it's talking about putting the dam on the mezuzahs. But we extrapolate and we learn out, "Ala botim asher yochlu osol bohem." So botim is plural. Oso is singular, Yochlu is plural, and then the other part says the Bayis Echad Yeyochel. So we've been going now with the sheet of Rav Yehuda, which we passed him like that a Pesach could be eaten in two chaburas. You could take one Pesach and split it into two chaburas. Al Habotim Asher Yochlu Oso singular. You can take one Korban Pesach and have many botim and eat them bohem, right? So you could have one Korban Pesach and Yochlu is two people. One Pesach, two people, two botim. In other words, a Pesach could be Nechal Bebeis Chaburos, which we've been learning all along. That's what the Pesach Rebbe Yehuda. But a person can't eat his share of the Korban Pesach in two places. And that's learned out from Bavayis Echad Yeochel, except that Yehuda holds Yesh Eim L'Mesores, and therefore we read it as if it says Bavayis Echad Yochal, that one person has to eat it in one house. So a person can't eat it in two places, but the Pesach itself could be eaten in two places by two chaburas. Rav Shimon holds the exact opposite. Rav Shimon holds, this is on Daf Pei Vav and Sochim, Rav Shimon holds that Adrabba, Al Habotim Asher Yochlu Oso Bohem is talking about one person. Yochlu means people in general, but it means each individual can eat it in Bohem. So he holds a person can eat the Korban Pesach in two places. But you can't split a Korban Pesach into two chaburas. And that's what Bavayis Echad Yeochel means. He darshens Yeshem LeMikra. Bavayis Echad Yeochel, the Korban Pesach has to be eaten in one bias. You can't split it into two chaburas. It automatically means two batim. But one per... So like they each darshen each pasuk the exact opposite. And the pasuk of Al Habotim Asher Yochlu Oso Bohem, even though Yochlu is plural, but it means people can eat also, can eat the Korban Pesach, botim, in many houses. So a person can eat the Pesach in two places, but the Pesach cannot be split into two chaburas.
In houses, we always mean mekomos also.
What?
Whenever we say batim, it also means the same mekomos.
Yeah. Now, we go to the Minchas Chinuch, and he says something very interesting, which is not at all poshut. He says, "V'nei b'shasta pevavu min aleph mavur, the sover of Shimon, the ena pesach nechol b'beis chaburos, v'nechal, but it is eaten b'shnei makomos." That's the sheet of Rav Shimon. Till now we've always been talking Rav Yehuda. Upirish Rashi, What do you mean it's not eaten in two chaburas? The tchilas achiloso lo yuschalik v'shtei chaburas. You can't split up into two groups, plain and partial. But each person can go walk around and eating it. Go around eating it. Now the Menchas Chinuch holds
just before after they started eating.
It doesn't matter. Obviously he started eating. He can eat it in two places. So obviously he ate it in place one, and now he can eat it in place two. Now the Menchas Chinuch asks a funny question. He asks the question based on an assumption he has, which is a chayra chiddush. He says that so according to Shimon, the Pesach cannot be eaten in two chaburas, and it can't be eaten in two places. Yeah? And B'bai Yosechot Yeyochel is indeed that it can't be eaten in two chaburas. B'bai Yosechot Yeyochel. But then, if you look at it mitzad the Ochel, mitzad the person eating it, he can walk around and eat it wherever he wants. But the Menchas Chinuch makes an assumption that it's still going to become puzzle biyotze if it goes outside the makom where I guess they originally started eating. V'lechora kasha heich yachol lechol b'makom acher v'nitzol biyotze the modem b'zeh. He makes an assumption that Rav Shimon would be modem that the bar ha-pesach becomes puzzle when it goes outside the group that's eating it. The modem is a kuliyamudu who lav the foolish, because that's our lav. Osolsi min abayas min abos, osolsi min abos min abayas kutsot. So, how could it be that he could walk around eating it if it becomes puzzle when it goes outside the makom where it's being eaten? So he agrees that it's a good question. But it's not possible by me. If Rav Shimon holds you can eat it in two places, so who says you, I don't know if you're even allowed if you go outside. Maybe a little soul team, and maybe what would the lab be referring to? Maybe the lav is not to split up into two groups, not to take the from Pesach to another group. Maybe it means not to split it up originally into two groups, but that's a shita. So you can't take the Korban Pesach into a second group. Or it could always mean you can't take it to a group that's eating a different Korban Pesach. Okay. Anyway, the Menchas Chinuch assumes it's puzzle. So how could it be that you can walk around eating it in two places? Achbemis my reason says here's the case. The Yoshua Chabura Lechol, the Lohaviu call our Pesach Lesnayim. They didn't bring all the meat to them now. The Shiro Mixos, and they left over some. The Mekomo Shehoya Beshas Hatzliya, where it was being roasted. So you harbe tzachim. Vachar Zem, Rotzim Lechol Od, Yavio HaPesach Etzlam, Kolo Yoch Yelchu Lemokom HaPesach, V'divri Rav Yehuda Dazo Lechol B'Shnei Mekomos. Where Rav Shimon, Yochol Kolechad Leilich B'Shav Lechol, Kolo Habi Kishtei Chabura Zemochlem Shom. What's the answering? He's saying
they left it there, and then they went there.
And then
they went there to eat more
Pesach. They took some of the Pesach and they went to a. The Pesach was roasting downstairs in the kitchen. They sat down by this table and they ate some of it.
What part of it?
Part of it off.
And then they went down.
Now they went down and they want to eat it there. You mean to
eat it? They eat what was there. They never moved it more. They left there and they went down now to eat there.
eat there, that's also.
No, that's what I'm saying. Shema says you can eat it in two places.
I mean, there's no yotze. You didn't take it anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you can eat it in two places. It'll say it's not talking about you can eat the not you can eat the meat that you're holding in your hand in two places, but you can eat the meat of the Korban Pesach in two places. And according to Yehuda, you can't do that because you're eating the meat of the Korban Pesach in two places.
Okay. They have to, right? Otherwise, we know so. No,
huh?
We're not allowed to move. We're saying they left some meat wherever they roasted it. And they're eating, they took some of it.
Don't worry about nothing. I'm going to be nice until 1 o'clock in the morning.
So you're saying they have to eat that meat down there.
Yeah,
they don't have to
go
down there to eat it. They can bring it up here and eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
This is the plot.
Okay.
Nobody wants to serve. like me with my kids at the Shabbos table. Nobody wants to serve. So you go into the kitchen, you eat there.
Do they want to clean up?
Well, the Masha Kasavim is Kakash Ne Makomos below Hotsa in Chutzla Chabura. Babalish Ne Makomos, Linyan Shoechel Osu Lecho Shom, and the Komokom in Achaiva Moisi, and the Dakum in Chabura La Chabura. In other words, what? Not to a different chabura, but he's in Rav Shimon now. He's in Rav Shimon. He's in Rav Shimon. He can eat it in another place. Yep.
Before Rav Yehuda, you couldn't do that?
Yeah, but I don't understand. But if it comes possible, that's chayim. We got to be chayim over the law. But if it becomes possible, you just take it outside the group that's eating it. You don't have to bring it to another group to be possible. Yeah.
So that's if it's in the same house.
If you take it out of that house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kabur and the same
house.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's not. He's ignoring. His whole kasha was based on that it becomes possible. So how can you keep eating it?
But when we said it became possible, we said it became possible when you took it out of the house.
Right.
And also when you took it out of the kabur, or when you took it from a kabur to a kabur, just like the. Like the lav. The lav was out of the house.
You took it to kabur to kabur. You mean if you're in the same. But there's no. Why are there two kaburas according to the Jews? You mean it's a different carbon pesach?
Different carbon, yeah.
Two
for one.
The different. Kobga and Chayva Moitza will die from a kabura la kabura, but it's a different carbon. You can't have the same carbon, two kaburas according to the Jews. Uberashi, Chumish, Parshas, Bo, maybe Mechilta, Bubaya Sechot, Yeyochel, Shlo Yushchalku, Shle Chaburas. So whose sheet is that? You.
Yeah, you can't do one house, you can't do two. The word you just said.
That's Rav Shimon. I know Rav Shimon. After Kaimel and Rav Yehuda, why is Rashi and Chumash explaining the psukim loyal pi halacha? Ain't kushal Rashi. The Kaimel Makomos, the Chumash, Rashi explains the Chumash. Ain't kufi halacha. Rashi, either it's smoother in the pasuk, or maybe it's more simple pshat the pasuk, or maybe he just didn't care. It wasn't a sefer halacha being written. I am Mizrahi. Okay, but achai kach pasuk. Then Rashi writes, "Oh, eino." Maybe it doesn't mean you can't make it as a two chaburis, but maybe it comes to lame. And Yoshua v'ochlu b'chotzer the yoredu b'shamim for your consul abayis. Maybe it means you can't eat it in two places. Talmud Lomer al abotim al kochas or achlforish moish kasav.
About mean you could?
Well, you could eat it.
Rav Shimon.
But now he's bothered by the ayin over kompasul. So he's interpreting the Rashi the way he just said the Terence. Al kochas or achlforish moish kasav. The way I explained, the rights of Lecho Chelek HaPesach Anishim B'Makomo. He never took the Pesach out. They left it there. Now it's raining, so they're going inside to eat it up. אבל ההכנס הוא להוציא הפסח שאוכל מרשוס לרשוס. So even according to Rav Shimon, this will be Yotze. Okay. Achar zeh pirush Rashi, lo sotzi min habayis min hachabura. Nira mi Rashi shepirush milas habayis chabura. Im kein halav eino elo lo hotzio me chabura. V'nichet de Rashi liel, de kol hachabura b'teres leilech v'mokom acher im ha-pesach. But if that's the case, then the whole chabura could take the pesach and eat it somewhere else. Given in the mosiyah mechabura, maybe according to Rashi, there's no iser to take it to a different place. The iser is to take it outside the chabura. And if the whole chabura moves, it's raining, so the whole chabura moved inside, so it's fine. Maybe. Abu Bemis mechabura mavur only alami bayis. So we're not changing the pshat that mibayas means mechabura, but we're adding the word mechabura. But we're not taking away the simple meaning of the pasuk lo tolti min habayas. Im kein lo neker hakosu mimashmaus al devada min habayas also lahotzi. Elam arbinan gam kein mechabura. Beis pirush Rashi al tevas habayas chabura. Remembers when Abayas also lohitzi the chuli alma. The Torah chiyam keis the mizrachi lepirish plod. Okay, Yutches.
He had to explain Rashi. He had to explain the point that house bias and chabura.
Rashi seems like he's interpreting the word bias in the Torah as meaning chabura. He said no one chora holds like that. The Mechilta, the Gemara. Says ainly elam in abayas, but in a chabura minay. But no one interprets that in abayas means a chabura, and it sounds from Rashi and Chumash that that's what he's trying to do. We interpret the words min habayas, so it means min a chabura. That's what he doesn't like. B'nei b'psachim daf pevavam et beiz mavuar hoye yoishvim. They were sitting and eating the carbon pesach. V'nifrasa mechitza beinayhem. So what happened? The mechitza popped up between them. A mechitza. Maybe a canoe came along and put up a mechitza, I don't know. Hainu shenasa mechitza b'neihem. Upirish Rashi. V'gon chabura achas yoyishu v'oichon pesach echad. V'nasa mechitza b'neihem. V'asom shtei chaburas. So like the mechitza, the official mechitza. Between them now.
And Yantif, can you make it for one? I mean,
it doesn't happen by itself.
That's what I mean, but in terms of the Havafa.
Yeah. Not, it doesn't say how it happens.
It must not be a permanent roll of pizza. Maybe it's one of the biggest part of the rolling. Rolling is rolling.
That's okay, I answer.
Rolling.
But the making of
it. It happened, Akasha Bamaisa. Akasha Bamaisa.
Yeah, just a question.
I mean, human mechitza, maybe, no?
They have a machitza that extends into the ceiling. And when they needed it, they take it down. And the mechanism broke and it came plopping down. Okay, you want another case?
That's a good one. I like that one.
Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says, I'm reading the Divrei Yoma Pesach Nechol B'Shtei Chabura Soichlin. They can keep on eating. But the Divrei Omer ain't a chabura. They got a problem now. They can't just keep eating. They are now two chaburas by virtue of the fact that there's a mechitza b'neihem. That's what Rashi says. Asiyas mechitza oisa hachabura l'shtei chaburas. Upirish Rashi dafkam ishu soiver nenecho b'shtei chaburas sober de nefesu necho b'shtei mekomos. So maybe that Mandi Omer has a problem also. It can't be eaten in a different place. The Rashi says it's not a different place. There's just a mechitza between the same place. Because it became two places. But it didn't become a new place. The Gobel of Mutal Ochlo Denkan Shnei Mekomos. Shere Eina Roa Avir Chodosh Shalo Roa Adaksha. Okay. Good.
What does that mean?
It's not a new makom.
smaller makom than it was. He took the mechitza away. That would be a new
the mechitza, maybe. The mechitza plopped down. You're in the same makom you were before.
Less of
what?
Less of the same makom.
Yeah.
New makom.
Not a new makom.
Interesting.
But right, there was a mechitza there, and they were eating in the two groups, I guess, and the thing fell down. It could have been two different Pesach, though. Now, by magic, by magical transformation, each group is now in a new mokko, because there's new avir. So they can keep eating. You had, right? You had a new mako. The silica machitza also shnei makomos, meaning the previous mako. The previous mako, and the present mako is a different mako. Yosef Rav Kaina Kaposhet Lein Mifshita Upirish Rashi, what does those words mean? The Hoya Etzlo Bepshitos Dasiyas HaMachitza Aysunos Mishnei Chaburus The Silat Machitza Aysunos Mishnei Makomos. The Pidi Lumbus summed up in one sentence that the creation of Machitzas makes them into two Chaburus and the Silat HaMachitzas makes it into Mishnei Makomos, meaning the makom you have now and the makom you had before. Amar Rav Ashi with the boyalach siluk mechitza laasias mechitza mihave kishnei makomos kishnei chaburus zombi olo.
He has to do mechitza make two makomos?
There's
two
of them.
Yes,
old
Malcolm and the new
Malcolm.
Oh, but they don't exist at the same time.
No. Here's how you read the Gemara. Yosef was kind of by Mifshah. He said he accepted this thing that the Mechitza makes it into Duchamulis, and Shilat Mechitza makes it into Dumachom. So, Amalei Rashi was kind of the Tiboya lo Chiboya. You shouldn't assume that seems to be so clear. See, look, you should ask it as a question. Don't be so sure of yourself. Present it as a question. See, look, Mechitza, see, it's Mechitza. Is it like Shnei Makomos or Shnei Chaburos? Meaning, does the see, look, Mechitza make it into a new Moko? And does the Akhias Mechitza make it into two Chaburos? Hold on. And take it. Because it's possible that if they were one chabur when they started eating it, so the mechitza doesn't make them into two chaburas.
I thought this is the case where the mechitza goes away. There wasn't a mechitza in it.
He told them to clear both. Don't be so sure about each case. Okay. Now, Yaitu Misug Yuzu. For the Rav Kaina, the Poshet Lay, he was, you know, pretty sure of himself. Right, it's not a different makom, but it's two different chaburos now. Hainu asiyas mechitza. Afilu l'marisovet einecho b'shnei chaburas. Ulai lo adi asiyas mechitza b'shnei chaburas. Say, v'chein silut mechitza, ulai lo havi k'shnei b'koma. Ayin shom b'gemar. V'imai shepozak Rambam kana locha alam k'reb Yehuda. Kafetak necho b'shnei chaburas. And came asiyas mechitza v'adai mutalecho. Yavu lai k'shnei chaburas. Osovet k'shnei chaburas. The Mutalecho. We will see the Mechitza, given the Hosea Rambam, the Ein Ochel B'Shnei Makomos, Okay, now so what will have this suffix? But Raja, this book of the Sanctus may be a poster. Still, the Shonel Rambam, the Psalm of Kanalochahe, Shtei Chaburah, Shonifus, and Mechizu, Bibineham, Eina Moichlet, which we're in a new Malkum now. Okay, the Moichlet, Chaburah, Acha, is the nice of Mechizu, Bibineham, Eina Moichlet, now just the Stale. Shaina Pesach, Mechol, Shtei Chaburah. When you imagine, Gozum, Kan, Eina Moichlet, 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 I am the Slachirgish, but I have a cause of the Rabbah refers to Ravashi Doma, the Hisofa, Kain Lafilo, Asiyas Machitza, Esher David Gishnei Makom. Osiyas Machitza, Esher David Gishnei Makom. It's a Sarachiyah. The High Machitza, Ben Asiyah, Ben Yisil, and Yibin, and Kedu, Machitza, Shabbat, Dato, Machitza, Sora, Machitza, Shetukalam, and Meruach, and Jardinah, Nasu Mechitza Shemeshavos Lohavi Mechitza Osaisu Mechitza Veneris Mitzot Avir Kodok Mikomukom Lomboku Mitzot Mechitza Mepitzapoch Mitzorok Adar Maharbe Mavik Maisilat Mechitza After Shabbos Avir Mechitza Mikomukom Reinerik Han Avir Kodok The worship collected with Avir Shabbos Avir Mechitza Allah was in Khan In other words, we just use the rules of Shabbos to determine the rules of this mechitza, if it was there or not. What?
Why wouldn't we? I mean, we learned Hotzah from Shabbos.
Hotzah, maybe the meaning of the mechitza. Let's learn one more paragraph. The Bnei Chaburah Yashu, they fell asleep. Lo Yochlu, they can't continue eating when they wake up. It's called a new Mokko. I doubt it's the Oraisa, but it's called a new Mokko. Especially if the guy goes like this. That's for sure it's a new Mokko. V'dasa Rama Perkesli, Nechos Mechamit Shumatsa, Halochi Yudala, Dim Yashu Mitzvah, if only some of them fell asleep, if they were just like this, you know. What do you mean? Mama's just up. What are you talking about? Mama's up. I told you should have slept this afternoon. Mama's up. What do you want? I'm up. The Rambam posed Rabbi Yosi, I say, who posed Rabbi Yosi, the Rashbam Pirish Rabbi Yosi, I raise him posed the Machmir. The Afilu Mitzosam in near the Mulo Yochi. By Rashbam, because it's Kumu Bialmi, the near Kaka Mishnei Mechomis. I think by the Afikoyim, they're Machmir like that also. They don't need it if they fell asleep. But if only some of the people fell asleep, then you could continue eating it. But Mamas are almost finished with that. Let's finish up the mitzvah quickly. Believe that. By Rambam kind of what? No, it's very short. I am Rambam kind of locha aleph. The halonos go the aksolim klifnim. Right? Of a house, let's say. But Agagam valiyah saying of a kal habayis. Near midbar bunyan I saw some peasant me habayis myri. The halonos klifnim. The thickness of the wall is what they use as a chalon, the thickness of the wall. They knew over, but God gave over Allah said, why in Sakam that the Gulf of the Mara is in the Shark of the Kalam, living in the statue of Jesus Shushalayim. The Shark Makhja Shas al Ovi Hakoma to the Fnim, but God didn't own the statue. The Shani Bubar
Shura.
I'm not sure.
Go, the thickness of the wall is like inside.
Some people will stop. Hey, well, I'll. Hey, well, I'm going to play it.